most people think that you got to start going to church first. You got to somehow turn around and start being good first before God will have anything to do with you. In other words, you got to do something, but that's not true. Jesus already did it.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Pastor George Pearson's and special guests Mac and Sandra Gober explain the grace of God and how you can receive His most precious gift. Now, here's Pastor George.
Hello, my name is Pastor George Pearson's. I'm your host this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and our guests are Mac and Sandra Gober, president, founders of Canaan Land Ministries in Autaugaville, Alabama, as well as other points around the world.
That's right.
And welcome to the broadcast again today. We're so glad you guys are on here with us.
Amen.
And what a story you have to tell. You know, the Lord just really took your life, turned it around, and then gave you a heart to reach out and set the captives free.
Amen.
Mac, tell us a little bit about Canaan Land before we get into some more of your story. Just some of the details about how Canaan Land works and what happens with those young men.
Well, Luke 4:18, Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. And when I was on the run for attempted murder and heavy drug sales in San Diego and hiding out, living underground, and I met Jesus, I think what happened was the miracle of He put His heart in me. And I wanted to turn around and help everybody I could. Really, 'cause listen, you don't live as a motorcycle hoodlum gangster for 30 years and go, just wake up one day and go, oh, I believe I want to be a Christian today. Yep, I'm going to shave my enormous beard, cut my hair, shine my shoes and go to Sunday school. Yep, going to start doing it today. No, it takes a miracle.
Yeah.
To change a man that's on a six-lane highway headed to hell, and then all of a sudden he just change. Well, that's when you have a tremendous meeting with Jesus. And so I wanted to spend the rest of my life helping guys that was just like me, that had been lied to by Satan. Thinking everything bad happened. I mean, the devil tries to make you think that it's God's doing it and God's mad at you. And that's what changed me. And so when Sandra and I met, God put the vision in our hearts to turn around and help guys that was just like me.
Yeah.
And I love Romans 5:8, but God commended His love toward us while and yet we were sinners, Christ died for us. See, most people think that you got to start going to church first. You got to somehow turn around and start being good first before God will have anything to do with you. In other words, you got to do something, but that's not true. Jesus already did it and proved it. And He loved us in the darkest hour of our life. If He loved us then, you know He loves us today.
Yes.
But see, I wasn't told that. I mean, I knew I was going to hell. And I mean, everybody told me to go there. And so I figured that's where I was going anyway. But Canaan Land is a 1-year residential Bible training school. Mm-hmm. We're not a drug rehab. We're not an alcohol rehab. In fact, years ago, NBC and CBS, when we were starting up, I didn't know this, but they were going to try, not necessarily NBC or CBS, but the people that were working, they didn't want to see Canaan Land become a reality. So they were saying that I needed a certain type of license and that we treated alcoholism or drugs, then that means we're going to need a doctor, we're going to need a psychologist, all this on staff, which is an enormous amount of money you got to pay somebody. And so the Holy Ghost, thank God for Jesus, He showed me that they were looking for a word treatment. If we treated these guys for drugs and alcohol, then we're going to need doctors and all this other stuff. And so they got out there that day, and they were interviewing me, and the camera was rolling. And so this woman, I think, God bless her, I think she was demon-possessed, but she just looked like she didn't like nothing to do with Jesus or anybody that knew Jesus or said anything about Jesus. But she says, "Well, we understand, Reverend Gober, that you treat alcohol and drug addicts out here." Put the mic over, and I said, "No, ma'am." I said, "We treat sin." I said,
"Good answer."
Oh man!
Good answer.
I didn't have a clue. The Lord just took it over, and I said,
God.
I said, "We treat sin." I said, "You get the sin out of a man's heart,
yeah,
and you fill him up with Jesus."
Yes.
He don't want to do drugs. He don't want to do alcohol.
He just wants
to spend the rest of his life helping others, doing good, being good to his family, being good, you know. And so Canaan Land, they come and spend 1 year with us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found out after 30 years,
they stay right there at the facility. I've seen them.
That's right. I mean,
beautiful.
It's first class, all
beautiful.
Paid for. And we help them get their high school education through the GED, learn a trade, and then get grounded in the Word of God.
And they have a regiment every day. They get up and clean their room. Go to breakfast, praise and worship,
they start
and prayer.
Off praise
this
and
is
worship.
A typical day there.
Right.
And then you put them in the classes.
That's right. We have an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and a 10 o'clock Bible class every day,
Monday
through Friday.
Wow. Do you teach those yourself?
I teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I teach the 10 o'clock class. It's called Max Class. In fact, I didn't know anything about that, but they call it streaming, I guess. So you can go on CanaanLand.com. Is that how you do it, Sandra? Help me here.
We'll show it.
We'll show it, yeah. Anyway, you can watch Max's class.
Do you teach as well?
No.
You don't teach. But you pastor.
Oh, but she should.
I've heard some things about your teaching, too.
Oh, it's awesome.
So you have the classes in the morning. What happens in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, guys that have a trade teach other guys a trade so that they got real, actual experience in doing it, whether it's automotive, electrical.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. And then we are wanting to right now to start painting planes. One of my graduates, he doesn't just paint planes. He's an artist.
Yeah.
My God, he painted our plane. He paints Harleys, cars, and I'm talking about it's big. He's good. So we want to have a place to paint planes and do all that. But, you know, when a guy's there for that year,
right.
If he wants to, we'll teach him how to dive. I dove in the Navy, and I taught our children, all three of our children are certified divers, and I thought this would be something for them, and at least they can say, if I finish this, I can finish anything.
Sure, sure.
And one of the things that we teach there, and we drill it in their head, failing is not the worst thing in the world. Quitting is. Yeah. If they won't quit, they will make it. If they'll stay with God, stay in church, and God, one day at a time, will teach them. We also offer a pilot program if a guy wants to maybe fly for missionaries or a ministry that travels. We want to put solid, born-again pilots up there flying airplanes.
And because of what you went through, you take men like this and find the gift on the inside of them and
bring
that gift out.
And then
they graduate after that year is over. As a matter of fact, when you came to speak at our church here some months ago, we had a graduation service right there in the church service.
That's
we'll show
right.
some of that.
Well, I think you might have started something off, you know. Other pastors now, you
I
know, hey, we'd
a,
like to have a graduation
that's
at
a
our
great
church.
Idea.
And so, yeah, just call us. We'll do a graduation.
Well,
in
you know, Mac, yesterday when we were talking on the broadcast, we had talked about your life coming up to the place of getting saved and what all you've been through with your home in Vietnam and coming home and just the rage, the anger, the drugs, the lifestyle. Yeah. And then something, there was a particular thing that happened in your life with a track.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, of course, I didn't know what a gospel track was, but that's what it was. A guy handed me one. I was downtown San Diego, and there was a long line. We were waiting for some money to come in, and I had a small herb farm back in Alabama.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, smoke a little herbs every once in a while. And so anyway, I was waiting some money. Back then, we sent money back and forth through the Western Union. And this little guy walks up to me and never said a word to me, just holds out this little piece of paper. And I looked, and there was a long line that day. And those little leaflets, people were just throwing them away. And the wind was just, it looked like a ticker tape parade out there. I mean, the wind was just blowing them everywhere. And I was right up into the window. I finally had waited, and I was right there at the window. And he sits there, and he just never said a word to me, just held the piece of paper out. And of course, I'm ugly looking.
Yeah, you're
I smell
an imposing
bad.
Figure.
Oh yeah, I used to do weird stuff just to get people away from me, you know. And so I finally snatched it out of his hand, and he left. And I looked up at it, and at the top of it, it said, "Just as I am." I thought, "So what? I know who I am." I threw it down, and the silly thing stuck to my finger, and then it stuck to my thumb. And, you know, when you don't take a bath every month, things stick to you. Things stick to you. And so I thought, what does this crazy thing say? So I started reading it. And it's like I said a couple of days ago on the broadcast. It said so many people think that they've got to change first. Mm-hmm. They've got to start being good first. They've got to start going to church first before God will have anything to do with you. And it said that's such a lie. It says that Jesus loved me right now, just like I am. And of course, that's hard to believe, that Jesus could love somebody like me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had become the filth of this world. And I knew that Jesus couldn't love somebody like me. So, but I kept reading, and I make fun of it, but I literally, it stuck to my finger, it stuck to my thumb. I tried to throw the silly thing away. But down there, it had a word that caught me. It says, if you would be honest with yourself, confessing that you're a sinner, nothing but a sinner, bringing to Jesus nothing but your pain, your guilt, your shame, your loneliness, that Jesus will do all the forgiving, so totally without working of man. It's all Jesus who loved you and died on that cross for you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord was good. Yeah. Well, I thought, well, I'm here in San Diego. It looks like it could be a little rolling paper. So I just kind of folded it up, put it in my pocket. Well, I don't know exactly, but it was around 2 weeks later. I walked into this drug addict's apartment, and as soon as I opened the door, there was a pamphlet about this size laying on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I bent over and I picked it up, and it looked like I was by myself that afternoon. So I just sat down, I held it out there, and I started reading it, and it was about God again. I thought, now what's all this stuff about God all of a sudden? God, God, God. So I start reading it, and it talks about Jesus coming back, but only for those that are truly born again.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, you know, I hadn't been honest with myself. I told so many lies, I believed my own lies. I couldn't think of anything good I'd done for myself, and now it's challenging me to be honest with myself, confess that I'm a sinner. And now I find this pamphlet, and it's talking about the Lord could come back at any day. And that when he does, only those that have given their life to Jesus are going to make it to heaven. And if you're not, and I thought for the first time in my life, I leaned back in that old couch and I thought, of all those things that my granddaddy had told me, I thought, what if he's been right all this time and I've been wrong? That's a pretty heavy price to pay to burn in hell for all eternity. It's not like you can go down there and do 100 years and go, Lord, I did 100 years. It's hot down here. If you just move me out, I'd appreciate it. No, we're talking once you go to hell, that's it. It's forever. So, man, I got zoned out. I got to thinking about that. And there was this guy. I heard some rattling around back there. And a guy comes out and he's kind of holding himself up against the door jamb there, and I guess he was sleeping it off back there under a bed or something, because at any time you never knew when the police might come in, so we slept in weird places. But anyway, I said, man, where did we get this religious thing? And because you didn't have things like that in that kind of place. I mean, you had pictures of women and rock and roll and women and rock and roll, but you didn't have things about God. And he looked over there at that thing, and I remember him looking at me, Pastor George, and he says, all that. He said, a great big old fat black woman was passing them out this afternoon, and he didn't use the word black. Mm. And he said, when I saw her, he said, I hit her right in the face, he said, that blankety blank thing fell out of her hand. I don't even know what that blankety blank thing is. Well, I thank God to this day for that dear old saintly black lady that loved Jesus enough to come out of her four church walls and knock on doors like places where we lived and wanted to give something for Jesus. Now, I never saw her, never laid eyes on her, but I thank God for her to this day, because one day we're going to dance on streets of gold together.
That's right.
It's like the Lord showed me real quick. I don't know what kind of time we got here, but the Lord showed me in heaven one day. I got to see this, and that he went over to her, and he said, honey, could you follow me for a minute? And they walked down this huge hall and got to these huge doors, and it opened up, and there's just hundreds of thousands of people.
Praise God.
And he says, honey, I want to thank you for winning all these people for me. And I could just see her looking at that old Southern Alabama, Lord, I ain't never seen all them people. But he says, I know, honey, but let me show you back in 1974 when you was passing out things for me. And he shows the reel of her life, and that guy hit her in the face.
And just think about it, what she did for
you. And she won't even know about it.
What she did for you that she didn't even know about.
And that's just one.
So affected you that look at now all of the lives that have been affected by her.
Right.
Through Canaan land.
Say, don't ever think just Canaan you're land witnessing. Alone. Yeah, don't ever think you're witnessing. Don't count.
Yeah.
Because he showed her, he said, honey, later that afternoon, this man named Matt Gober came in and found that piece of paper that was fell out of your hand and became an evangelist and has preached the gospel around this globe three times. And all those people are to your account.
Wow. You know, the Lord can change lives just like he did with Mac. And in just a few moments, we're going to come back. And Mac, I'm going to ask you if you would lead our congregation in a salvation prayer.
Amen.
That they would accept Jesus as their Lord. And Amen. It's no telling who's going to be affected today by what you're about to pray.
Amen.
And that we'll be in agreement with you for your relatives, your children, your nephews, your nieces, your grandchildren. We're going to pray over them as well, that the Lord will sweep them into the kingdom of God. Canaan land was really birthed through this woman.
That's right. The people
that produced that pamphlet.
Yeah.
And so Canaan land is producing young men that lives are being changed. So we're going to come back in just a moment, but I want you to take a look at this testimony of how God has changed life as a result of what's taken place at Canaan Land Ministries. We'll be right back.
My life was headed in the direction of probably an alcoholic, drug addict, potential jail, prison, if not dead, really going nowhere. And it was going nowhere fast, actually. Well, since I went to Canaan Land, my life has absolutely done a 180-degree turn. I went there 18 years old, young kid, punk, thought I knew everything, and absolutely went in there and found out that God just came in and His Spirit filled me up, learned the Word of God, my mind began to be renewed, began to discover who I was, began to discover I had a destiny and a future, and I actually found out that I had a call of God upon my life as well. And so it's just been a dramatic change, 180 degrees, absolutely.
Zachary not only heard the call of God on his life while a student at Canaan Land, but he has now joined the staff to help others like him find freedom in Christ Jesus.
If someone was in the same situation as myself, involved in drug and alcohol, making a lot of bad choices in their life, I would encourage them and gently let them know that God loves you. He's got an awesome plan for your life, and there's absolutely nothing that you could do or have done or what you're going through currently that could ever stop or make God not love you. Without the partners, we're really nothing. We're just a bunch of people out in the woods talking about Jesus and loving on God. The thing about the partners is they help feed about 40 people a day. They keep the lights on. They help, you know, bring even clothes to some guys that come in with absolutely no clothes to wear except the clothes on their back. And they supply that. They supply the food. They supply the love and the support. The partners are really like Aaron and Hur holding up Moses' hands to Brother Mac. And they tremendously are just major, major blessings. So thank God for the partners of Canaan Land Ministry.
Not staying.
Why? Why are you going with him? You can't live your life like this.
You live your life, and I'll live mine.
You okay?
Oh, he makes me so mad. My brother just won't listen. He can get into so much trouble, and I just wish there was a way I can get through to him.
Here, give him this. Mac Gober. He had a ferocious appetite for violence. That is, until he had an encounter with God and changed his life forever.
How is this book going to make a difference?
This guy was an adrenaline junkie. He thought he found his way through a brutal lifestyle. Then the love of God unchained him from depression, drugs, destruction. He started winning souls from the uttermost to the guttermost. Let's face it, Betty. You don't speak Tom's language. This guy does.
How do you know this will work?
Because it worked for me. I'm unchained.
Order the Unchained package, now available for just $24. This package includes Mac Gober's book, Unchained, the documentary of a life on a fast track to destruction. Included in this package is a DVD of Mac Gober's amazing testimony of how his life was touched and changed by the Word of God. Victory Over Vietnam is an added bonus available as a free download at kcm.org. For 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other products, go to kcm.org.
Today is your day to be born again. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is your day. Today is the day for your relative, son, daughter, grandchild, niece, nephew, family member, friend. It's their day to be born again. Mac, I want you to pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. Over this congregation today.
Amen. Well, let me just share it with you. Listen, it's not hard. God doesn't read lips. He reads hearts. And if you'll pray this and mean it with your heart, because I've seen a lot of people just do lip service, but if you'll pray this and mean it with all of your heart, you're going to see a miracle. Maybe years of alcohol, drug addiction, is going to be gone.
Thank you.
Not maybe, not hope so, it's going to happen for you. Pray this with me right now. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And save me.
And save me.
I don't want to die and go to hell.
I don't want to die and go to hell.
I want to spend eternity with you, Jesus.
I want to spend eternity with you, Jesus.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
And God,
I know.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
You raised Jesus from the dead.
He is alive.
He is alive.
He's alive in me.
He's alive in me.
He's alive in me right now.
He's alive in me right now. If I died right now,
I'm going straight to heaven.
I'm going straight to heaven.
Devil, you can't do a thing about it.
You can't do a thing about it. Jesus is not only my Savior.
But the Lord of my life.
But the Lord of my life.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 We have a packet of information that we want to provide for you. If you prayed this prayer today, or you have somebody that you want to give this to, we want to provide this to you. These books about being born again, about being in the life of Christ, there's a pamphlet in here. And I just know that it will be a blessing to you, a blessing to your household, and a blessing to anyone that you give it to. If you've got a Bible, you be sure to read that every single day. It contains the answers to everything that you need. Yeah. And I also want to let you know that we have a free download, Victory Over Vietnam.
Yeah.
If you fought for this country, you watched your buddies die, you've been rejected when you got home, this message will give you hope. Mac and Sandra preach this together. If you'd like to download this, kcm.org, and you can receive your encouragement in this. We are just so thrilled that you'd be one of us. And you know what? Tomorrow we're going to hear from Sandra about how the two of you met. You know, when God cleaned you up and got you saved,
I'm telling you.
He brought a miracle into your life. And we're going to talk about that miracle tomorrow and hear all that the Lord is doing for you.
Amen.
Well, listen, we love you guys so much, and we know that the Lord is changing our lives every day. This is Pastor George Pearsons with Mac and Sandra Gober, reminding you all today that we love you and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, go to kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to also download Victory Over Vietnam free online. This powerful message by Mac and Sandra Gober will minister God's healing and love to those suffering from the trauma of war. If you need prayer, we are only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line today at 800-600-7395. Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
And when Matt came along and he talked to me for an hour and a half on the phone, when he finally got my number and got a hold of me, all I could hear was Jesus, you know, just oozing out of him. And he said, at the end of it, he said, if I come to Tuscaloosa, will you go out with me? And I said, yes. And I'm sitting there just grinning ear to ear, you know, listening to him on the phone, just the zeal of God just oozing out of him. And we go on our first date, and that's all he talked about.